Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. For Wednesday, September 1st, 2021, makes me sad the days are going to start getting shorter right away. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. They don't make me sad. Dr. Mike O'Neill is the best dentist in the world for 28 years. He's been my only dentist, and I hope we go with our relationship as dentist and patient for another 28. 317-849-2933 is the number to call. All right. Here's who the Colts kept. And by the way, yesterday was a tough day for a lot of guys getting cut. Today's a worse day because you think you got through it yesterday. Your family thinks you got through it yesterday. And then today, Chris Ballard, Frank Reich, they're going to go over the cut lists of all the other 31 teams and they're going to say, hey, this guy might be better for us. It's going to be good for some guys as they are welcomed back to the practice squad. But for some guys today, that dream that they think came true yesterday, it's not going to come true today. And that makes me sad. Sam Ehlinger was kept by the Colts. We'll see what happens with Sam Ehlinger as the COVID test guys kind of drift out or are activated after Thursday. Ben Bannegoo kept, surprised some people, didn't surprise me. I thought he was going to be kept. I think Chris Ballard likes Ben Bannegoo. I know Chris Ballard likes Rocky Sin. And so Rocky Sin was kept. Jordan Wilkins kept. Michael Strahan, Ashton Doolin, and Desmond Patman all kept yesterday. All three of those wide receivers. T.Y. Hilton going on the shelf with his injury, part of that process. Both Sean Davises were cut. The young Sean Davis, the fifth rounder out of Florida, bit of a surprise, cut as a safety. Now the Colts, they're going to take a look at what else is out there. And among those guys who are out there are former Colts who've been cut by the Colts also. Or traded by the Colts. You've got David Perry, who was cut yesterday. I always really liked David Perry. I thought David Perry was a funny guy. He was a good player, not great player, but a good defensive tackle for the Colts out of Stanford. Philip Dorsett cut yesterday. Deion Kane cut. Nate Hairston, the cornerback, cut. LaRaven Clark cut. LaRaven Clark couldn't block you. Couldn't block me. But LaRaven Clark is a really, really nice guy, and I hate to see him get cut because it may mean that his career is coming to an end. Marcus Hunt, cut. Penny Hart, cut. Former IU players, Coy Cronk, who transferred to Iowa, by the way, so to hell with Coy Cronk. I'm not talking about that guy as a former Hoosier. He left Indiana and went to Iowa. Adios, muchacho. Hoosiers were 6-1 in the Big Ten without you, big boy. All right. Sound like Dan Dockage here, right? Wop Fillier, cut yesterday, and the NFLPA is not happy. The NFLPA, George Abdul is hilarious, or Atala is hilarious. He is really unhappy because Urban Meyer yesterday said that vaccination status was part of the criteria for determining who's going to be kept and who's going to be cut. Of course it was. Frank Reich said the same thing that Urban Meyer said. They said that it is a criteria. It's not the criteria. You know, talent and ability, that's the primary criteria. But whether you're going to be available is a criteria. And so vaccine status, as you get to the bottom of the roster, is going to be part of the process. It's going to be part of the recipe. That's just the way it is. The NFL created this, and evidently, the NFLPA went along with it. If you have different sets of protocols for unvaccinated players and vaccinated players, and it's punitive toward the unvaccinated, so that, like with Carson Wentz, Ryan Kelly, and Zach Pascal, they go on the COVID list for 5 days because of a close contact, where if they were vaccinated, they would not go on the COVID list for those 5 days. That's going to take people off the roster. Off an active roster for games this season. That's going to happen. Close contact for unvaccinated players is going to pull people off active rosters. If you don't think that NFL general managers, if you think that they're not going to look at that and say, look, you know what? These guys aren't going to do us a hell of a lot of good if they're not playing. So if there's a greater likelihood of them not playing than a guy who's been vaccinated, of course that's going to be a criteria. What are we, children? For God's sake, Georgia Tala. What's he talking about? We're going to open an investigation. Go ahead and investigate. You idiots did it. What's the matter with you? Dio Odangbo, he's going to miss the first 8 games of the season. He is on the reserve list, and that means that the first 6 games, he can't come back, and then it's 2 weeks of practice after those first 6 weeks, and so it's 8 games at a minimum. Eric Fisher was maintained on the active roster, the 53-man roster, as we suspected he would be. Again, this is the worst day for NBA players or NFL players because they think they made it. They talk to their family. Mom's called. Dad's called. Hey, what's it? Yeah, didn't hear a thing. I think I'm solid. I'm on the 53-man roster. Hooray! What? Oh, no. I got to go see Chris Ballard and Frank Reich at 10 o'clock this morning. That's a terrible day. Cubs won last night 3-1 over the Twins. Ian Happ is raking. Ian Happ is pounding the ball. Now that the Cubs are completely irrelevant and have no chance of getting to the offseason, Ian Happ has gone bonkers and is hitting the ball like 500 feet every time he swings his bat. Tremendous. Good for Ian Happ. His batting average, I think he's got it to 200 now. So good for Ian Happ. And good for the Chicago Cubs beating the Twins yesterday. 3-1. That's fantastic. I'm telling you, I said this on the Dan Dockett Show a couple of days ago. I'll say it again. If you see Tom Ricketts on the street in Chicago, if you see him at the corner of Clark and Addison, if you see him at the Cubby Bear, wherever you see Tom Ricketts, if you see him driving by, he's in the back seat of his limousine on his way to Wrigley Field from his palatial estate, boo his ass. Boo him. Walk right up to him. Don't do any, no, nothing physical. Nothing, we're not barbarians, but boo him. You know what? The thumbs down at Shea Stadium, give him a thumbs down. Boo! Right in his face. Let him know how you feel about the high ticket prices and the low payroll. Let him know how you feel. Fantasy football last night, if you want the Colts defense, if you're playing fantasy football and your league is filled with people in Central Indiana, somehow, some way, Colts people have decided that the Colts defense, when they talk about 40 takeaways as their goal. They may as well say a million. We're going to take the ball away on every snap. Every time we line up, we're going to get a turnover. First and 10 for the Jaguars, we're taking it. Then next time, let's say we punt, they run a play first and 10, going to pick it off. Then the next time, after we score, we're going to force a fumble on first down. Every single play that the opposing offense runs, we're going to take it away. You may as well say that. The NFL league leader last year in turnovers forced was 29. 40, you may as well say 80. We're going to force 120 turnovers. Off we go. I don't know whether the defensive guys and Matt Eberflus, whether they believe they're going to take it away 40 times or not. Like I said, the league lead was 29. So 40's 11 more than the league lead last year. It doesn't happen every year. 40 turnovers is really rare for a team to force. At any rate, fans are buying it. Fantasy football team owners are buying it, even if the Colts are just, you know, kind of talking about it. So you want the Colts defense, you got to get them early. Hey, here's how I draft. And I usually win leagues. I win a lot of leagues. I draft guys I like. Terry McLaurin I drafted in both leagues that I drafted last night because he graduated from Cathedral. He's a really good guy, and I'm still pissed off at Chris Ballard for not taking him instead of Paris Campbell, his teammate at Ohio State. They came out in the same draft. Colts took Campbell before the Washington football team took McLaurin. I thought it was inexcusable. Terry McLaurin is one of the best athletes I've ever seen play high school football. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this Wednesday? And it does. It makes me sad. September is when it really, the days start to get shorter and shorter quickly. And you realize that summer is almost at an end. Joey Kinnaird, happy birthday. Jennifer Brandon Brown, happy birthday. I almost started to cry. Cheryl Lynn, happy birthday. Bonnie Serber, Sarah Connolly, Norman, Dan Williamson, the great Scott Klink, the Commandant, celebrating a birthday. Daniel Rubin, Brittany Marie, Terry Bowers, and the great Jim Denny, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else. It's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, about 3:30, we'll go over new cuts, new roster moves the Colts are certain to make. We'll do that, like I said, at about 3:30 this afternoon, right here. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry.